displaying concerns. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Trump legal team has filed its response to the Department of Justice after the discovery of classified materials at his Mar-a-Lago home, saying there was no cause for alarm, and again asking for a special master or neutral party to review the documents.
The Justice Department says, quote, government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. This after the Trump team was served a May 11th grand jury subpoena to turn over all remaining classified material located on site. A Trump lawyer attested all documents were stored at just one site, the basement storage room. But FBI agents allegedly found classified records in Trump's private office.
Fox's Davis Bunt in Palm Beach. Democrat Mary Peltola has won the special election in Alaska to fill the state's lone U.S. House seat, defeating Republican former Governor Sarah Palin in what she had hoped would be a political comeback. Peltola will become the first Alaska native and first woman to hold the seat. She'll serve the remaining months of the late Republican Don Young's term. Federal prosecutors say a case review of the convicted killer of South Carolina church members should not come before the Supreme Court.
Justice Department prosecutors say Dylan Roof's current conviction and death sentence should stand. He was found guilty in the 2015 shootings at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, that killed nine parishioners. At issue is Roof's mental state and the evidence documenting it. Roof's lawyers want the justices to review it. Roof, after firing his lawyers and representing himself in the penalty phase, did not bring up his mental state.
Fox's Cornell Scott. Justice Department lawyers say during lower court proceedings, there was no disagreement on how Roof's case played out, so it doesn't warrant a review. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A new effort launched by the Biden administration to address the teacher shortage, teaming up with job websites to recruit candidates.
If we're serious in addressing the teacher shortage issue, we must first address the teacher respect issue. And that means, first and foremost, paying our teachers a livable and competitive wage.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, who adds the American Rescue Plan is providing schools with funding to improve recruitment, working conditions, and to keep teachers with competitive pay. The state of Florida has sued the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, accusing it of stalling the state's plan to import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the lawsuit, saying their lack of action is costing Floridians, who are facing rising prices across the board due to inflation. President Biden has backed importation programs as a way to lower prices, signing an executive order in 2021 that directed the FDA to work with states developing proposals to ship drugs to the U.S. under federal law. A spokesman from the Department of Health and Human Services declined to comment, citing pending litigation. Major changes, including layoffs and store closings, are coming to a struggling home furnishings chain.
Bed Bath & Beyond is making major changes to improve its financial situation and revive the business. It has secured $500 million in new financing. It will close approximately 150 lower-producing Bed Bath & Beyond banner stores. It also plans to bring back popular national brands, and it will reduce its workforce by approximately 20% across its corporate and supply chain staff. It will also discontinue its Haven, Wild Sage, and Studio 3B brands. Bye Bye Baby will remain part of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.